Anything else? Where did Larry go? Larry.
Move for Jake.
You're a second?
Yeah. Move. Yeah.
What might have a comment?
Road? Cabin? Store? Fish? Laundry? Yard? Generator? Horses?
Oh, it's more on the wildlife hunting issues. This year, the hunting permit, the deer hunting, as Gifford Ranch, we belong to the Ponsonant Landowners Association, which is all the private property within the Ponsonant boundary. That group was issued 20 tags this year, which were auctioned off. In past years, they've averaged between 5,000 and 9,000 as a high for that group of tags. This year, the low was 11,500 and the high was 19,500.
19?
How many tags did you get?
We get our percentage of the
okay.
Cost.
Okay, you get the percentage of the 20.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we get a percentage of the total 20.
Is that animal worth it?
Your mind to the privilege of.
So,
I think I'm gonna have
my thoughts are looking at it from two or three different avenues. As a sportsman, I want to try to do what I can within the state and within this area to benefit sportsmen. As a private landowner, part of the ranch and a director, I want to do what we can, obviously, to benefit us money wise, but also benefit the deer herd. And so, we need to continue to do things. There are groups out there that are kicking and screaming saying, none of you ranchers are being damaged to the tune of $5,000 or $20,000. You know, when you look at it in a real way, this ranch doesn't have substantial deer damage.
So in your guys' opinion,
we could darn well be willing to put some back in, or
we're going to have to talk about what our policy is going to be on this. Because this is new. No one else needs to do that. We're going to have to come together with this.
I would suggest that you all move over here into this nice piece of shade so that we can get a little closer to and make sure you all end up on the recordings.
What? So there's more money in the deer tag this year than ever before, and if we work right, it will continue to be there. If we don't do anything, sooner or later somebody's going to throw a fit and
so you're saying, yeah.
Yes. Not only the deer, but obviously all other animals and groups. Turkey are coming in really, really strong, and that can be an advantage to deer spring. Elk are coming in. The management for the elk herd here, they're bouncing back and forth, and they're either going to try to keep them out of here and wipe them out, which we could benefit from, or help produce them more, and we can benefit from it. Not just as hunters that want to harvest an animal, but just as wildlife, you know, in general, to see more. There's a lot of things we can do that would raise money for deer springs.
Okay, where do we go from here? What are your ideas as to how to set up some programs or raise some money? What do you think we should be looking at?
Very helpful thing would be a paper trail of the money we dedicate to wildlife. We should set aside in our budget so much debt so game fish can see, hey, they are putting aside, they are using this much money each year. Even if they don't see it on the ground. Like
paper trail.
Fixing our ponds and stuff. That little bit of grass.
We've had water running down
the
wash bottoms this past year. For the first time in 10 years, we had water running down Metal Canyon every day of the year, and we haven't been putting it into our little reservoirs.
Catch it, put some animal drinkers on it.
Yeah.
But I know we've been talking about this for a while. We need to put it in paper.
You can use my pond.
That's okay. Yeah. Your pond gets a lot of comments.
It's been doing really good.
It certainly cool, do.
So we're
good. Likes
I'm not sure you were authorized to build that pond.
Oh, yes, I was statewide.
Do you have those checks?
I gave them to him.
Good.
Well,
okay. Good.
But a paper trail would be important for everybody to get
checked. It would be simple, too.
Yeah.
The pond on lot 1 needs to be cleaned out and fixed. I think that there's enough
participants over there that it wouldn't cost the association anything, just the permission to do it. Mainly focusing right now on the deer tag issue. Part of the rules and regulations for us to participate in that is we are required, because we take money and get money, we're required to allow hunting access on our property. One of those tags that go into the pool and one matching tag, which is general, you know, tag that's drawn by the general public. I emailed all of you last week. I went to our
big meeting. I have your email.
I knew that there were a couple of people in our membership that had a tag they had drawn for the Pontiac, and it's easier for us to work with somebody that we know rather than having just whoever come through. That gives us the ability then to run people off and say, you cannot hunt here, and they can say, they can actually go to the state code and say, yes, I can. You guys are part of the Pontiac Landowners Association. Because of that, you have to allow people. We can then say, we are allowing people. This is the person we're allowing, and this is the person we're allowing. Our quota is filled.
Move on.
That's in the paper field, of course.
Right.
So what do we have to do to show that we are putting some of this money back into the ranch for the wildlife?
I've started talking with guys like Fred and Clint Brooks that are a little more into the wildlife stuff, and we'll go ahead and put together a plan and maybe buy a little crop, turkey feed, something to plant, something to go ahead and do some water catchments.
And I hope I'm not presumptuous, but can you do something on that line between now and the next meeting so that we can be ready for when the hunting comes about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also stated something about you are going to give some of your cabin time.
What I did at this last banquet last Friday night, I went ahead and auctioned off. I just donated it to the group, and then they auctioned it, and one of my associates from Heber City, actually he's the uncle, remember the young man from Heber City that applied for the job?
Mm-hmm.
One of his uncles that has a deer tag for this area. They bought that week at Deer Springs. It's just a random week. They haven't even selected when, but they paid $1,000 for a week. Now that went into our fund.
Our fund, meaning?
My business group to put into, I mean, we support the NRA and other groups with that money, but things like that could be done from a Deer Springs standpoint and would generate money for Deer Springs. Really all they bought at that banquet was a cabin stay. And I invited them to come up and use that time as a family vacation and to, you know, learn the area. If they want to come back later on and rent cabin time from Deer Springs to actually hunt, or the best hunting isn't really on Deer Springs, but Deer Springs is a great place to base out of to get to where you want to be. So if we work that into for future years for deer hunting, turkey hunting, cougar hunting, elk hunting, or just photography, we have I think it's a money maker for Deer Springs.
And as I say, you've talked about it a number of times. I think we need to put something on paper now. Be ready for the deer tag issue coming up, feed, whatever.
Has anybody gotten any correspondence? That's one concern I have with the mailbox and back and forth. The correspondence, I didn't even know about a lot of the Pontiac Landowners Association group. We usually get correspondence. DSROA and my dad both usually get stuff from them. And neither group, I'm aware that either, did you get any mailings this year?
I got nothing.
DSR ever did.
Well, I got one, but I thought I'd give them to you. I got the notice of the meeting. I don't know whether it's in my name or in DSROA's name, but I did get a letter that I gave to you on that, from the meeting in Orderville, Pinewoods. There's those Rouse meetings every few months.
I'll check and see whether... I asked Barbara about it. She hadn't seen anything.
Are you going to be around in town or whatever that we can put something together that we can communicate? That you've got a really good working committee. Fred Searle was on it. Clint Brooks. I don't know who else it was, but I mean...
Well, there's a dozen.
Make that committee function and do something this month.
there's things on this ranch that can just be fixed right now without any expense. You know,
what else?
Time going to fix some of these water holes like valves and
pond one.
One up there. And
does that need to have something go in there and dig it out, or?
Like Shauna Cox has got a nice little pond over there. Make a note on a map someplace that this is a wildlife catchment pond for wildlife habitat. And now my place has got a pond. If it rains, we'll have a pond on that. If I keep a bottom in it, that'll be a wildlife catchment.
Get one of the maps that Vance Green is doing. And make sure we mark it on there. Is that what you're saying?
We plant a little wild alfalfa or something up there, strictly, you know, and don't harvest it. Leave it strictly for the wildlife. That's where the paper trail would come in to show the game and fish and any complainers that we're not doing something for wildlife.
And this is still a good season to do that right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Or what?
A formal report every month into the minutes to do a formal report for wildlife.
So we're looking at alfalfa. We're looking at feed for turkeys.
Water and feed is the main thing. Habitat.
We can put something into
corn
actioning and functioning right now, too, can't we?
Go out and you make it to corn someplace. We're going to come volunteer. And the deer and elk are going to eat that.
And that's something we can do now.
Sure. It's going to get off my place. Water is the key. Water is the key. To get something going and water is the key. Stay in the wildlife.
Well, on lots 1 and 2, I put out probably 500 pounds of wheat this spring for turkeys.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fish.
Make a paper trail of that for wildlife.
Put it in a minute.
And then if there's any complaints about it, mm-hmm. We've got a record.
And you asked about equipment to clean the pond on lot 1. I think the equipment
has
to be donated. I think there's people that will donate equipment, fuel, and everything it needs to do that pond. We just need some approval. I think in a week or so, the young women from Connecticut are going there for a week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Barbara. Thank you, Hunter. She's looking forward to Deer Spring Ranch.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Harry, what you really need to do to make this financially successful is figure out some way to make money on rabbits.
Well, hey.
We got a bunch of them.
Well, we're doing a little bit.
Can we authorize from the board today to have some money spent for some basic corn, wheat, or alfalfa, or something for the animals?
Right now is not that kind of plant. It should be planted in early spring. We can make the notes in the minutes and stuff like that.
Well, I think this plan you're going to come back with next year.
Authorize or say that we've got money. That's the intention with our money. We'll put together the plan. There's some things we could plant in late fall that'll come up for the spring. Okay. Things we can plant in the spring. Small things we can do.
Water's the key. If we got sprinkler going right now, we plant anything we want to do right now. But it's water. We got water going.
In answer to Val's question, I'd like to move that we authorize him to clean and do whatever he can on lot 1 to improve the water situation.
Now, lot 1, that's common property.
Do you have anything specific in mind, or if we just give you approval to do what you need to do, you do it?
Yeah, I'm not going to make any changes in that. You know, it's not going to be any big changes. Mostly
cleaning,
maintenance, clean out.
Well, I would second that motion. To
the mill was there a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and that's what his comment is. Let's get some equipment in here and do it. And I says, can you help? He says, you can count on me. And
you always can.
Well, that's good.
So okay.
That'll work.
It won't cost the association anything. The mill is in the process, and the Johnny Brown Water Company is in the process of hiring Cawthron to come and clean out a well and go deeper that the mill put on his own property on the one end of the line, and would like Cawthron to make a test well on lot 1. In the next 30 days. I think it's going to happen. If we get that water, then what Fred says is going to start happening. Put a windmill in. It won't cost the association anything for a windmill. and start pumping, putting the tanks. That's what I wanted these tanks up here for. That they can go for wildlife somewhere while they ought to. And then, go from there.
Are you talking about a well then for those in Podunk area to be picking water off of?
It would go both directions. The well and the windmill would go to pump to this particular pond and to irrigate the area there where we could put in a little outside.
And I'm going to be ticky-tacky right this question then. So you're using association land and other lot members are, specific lot members are benefiting from a specific well that the ranch is getting no feedback or anything from, or...
Feedback meaning money? It,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's ranch.
It's not going to cost the association anything. The water company over there installed a 4-inch line, so it's from lot one clear south to the mill, the furthest lot south, a mile or...
Will the association be selling those people water?
Deer Springs Ranch Association and Johnny Brown Association.
Deer Springs Ranch, that's a Deer Springs common problem.
If somebody
can get free water from our well then on spot number one.
Ours is whose?
Deer Springs Ranch Association.
No,
there's no well there.
Just because the
he's talking about sinking a new well. If I understood you, you had Cochrane to sink a new well on association land.
But it's DeMille's.
DeMille's
one is not there.
No. But because the association owns the land, doesn't mean they own the well.
But association...
And who's given the right to sink a well on association land?
I think that's what he's asking for right now.
It's for a test well.
Is if a well were there, I know these girls, this girls group, wanted to know if there's water over there. And if they could take it out of your system,
yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a grassy area there with a well on it at no cost to the association? For
it would be owned by the association, though. It's on association land.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Would it?
Yeah.
Well,
the association. They give you a right of way or something to use it. It's on their land.
The
but again, how it's managed,
to those other people off of that.
It could be managed by the private group over there to the great advantage of DSROA and any other human beings that come, as well as the turkeys and the geese.
Right now, that water system, that water pipeline, is fed from a stream, and you're planning to drill a well down at the mill to augment the system.
And a well at once.
Put a well at both ends.
One at the mill and one up the farm.
Yes. 90% of the water that comes out of that stream goes on lot one. I mean 99%.
That stream might will dry up if you sink a well up there too. You got to think about that. That stream might not be a stream anymore.
The stream originally going to be on one?
It's actually on private property that's our neighbor to the east. It's
John Holt, you
told
me. Dale, when I first bought in here, there was a question mark on my map on that piece of private property we're talking about right now. Was that ever part of Deer Springs Ranch?
There's 60 acres up there that we bought from Finley that we sold to this John Hunt before Deer Springs Ranch ever existed.
Before, because I know the original papers I got many years back had a question mark on that 40 or 60 acres.
There's 60 on one side and there's 40 on another side. Both of those were sold off before DSROA was ever created.
Okay, that was before. They never were part of DSROA.
No.
But one was, as a common name.
One is.
Yeah.
I still feel, though, this is association land, lot one. And even if they're willing to sink a well at this point, at that particular place, it is Deer Spring Ranch land. That if indeed it's going to benefit all those individuals in that area, then there should be something paid back, like a royalty in terms, back into Deer Springs Ranch. Because that is everyone's lot. That's association land.
I think if that stipulation is made, this the well would be put someplace else.
But that's where the spring is, lot one.
Well, there's no relationship between the spring. We should keep the well away from the spring.
Right. In other words, we have a right to complain about a well going in that's going to fill our spring. So that would be another thing.
Well, the question I would ask is if this is going to be used for culinary water, and the well is placed on lot one, there are enough lots over there drawn out of that system that it becomes essentially a public water system. And don't we then run into all of the state health requirements?
It's an irrigation system.
Yeah, but people drink the water, right?
I can't help that.
I don't drink it.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
Where do people that don't drink it get the drinking water? They have their own wells. Here? We haul it from here.
They may have a filter system or something. You can ask Lee.
Well, I probably know.
Honey.
That water
Spring water is not good water. They're hoping that the well water would be better.
I don't think that at this point, I don't know how we got on to this because of the pond, and that is important there, but I think this issue of a well or whatever the group is wanting to present, it will have to be something that at another time is presented with a plan and the whole scope of the situation before we even make any type of decision. This is the first time it's been brought to the board. And at this point, I think we were discussing the pond, and I believe that was something that there was a motion on the table. It was seconded to accept the fact that we can get that pond cleaned up and get ready.
The motion was to authorize Val to improve the water habitat on Lot 1.
Improve the habitat. Did you include pond one? I mean, the pond?
Dale's motion, I mean, you have to ask Dale what he intended with that, because it didn't, he didn't get very specific. He just said authorized Val to do stuff.
Val was talking about having equipment come in clean
okay.
The little pond that was there, and he said that they would do it without expense to the association, and I thought that sounded like a good low-budget improvement.
Okay, but your motion didn't include carte blanche to do whatever he wanted.
No,
okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
All right.
It was, I just said it could be more maintenance.
Yeah.
There's already, I don't know, equipment been in there 20 or 30 years ago and made a little pond. Well, it's filled in with all that growth and stuff, and it just needs to be pushed.
Okay.
My motion did not deal with the well or
okay.
Those things.
Okay.
Okay, could we restate the motion then?
That Val be authorized to improve the and maintain
existing pond.
The existing water habitat on Lot 1, specifically cleaning out the pond that's there. And you're still second. You're
yep.
Comfortable with seconding that?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Motion on the floor. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed?
I don't need to vote, do I? There's enough to carry.
Yeah.
Then I'll just abstain because it affects me.
Thank you.
While we're discussing that whole water well issue, I would obviously recommend that, you know, if that's the intention and the direction we're going, I agree that the board needs to be involved, but I certainly would encourage the board and Val and the Podunk group. I think the idea of a well, especially just in a test well idea to find out what water's there, what we can do with it.
Well, Val is an excellent spokesman for the group, and as well as two other people are here. I think they should make a proposal to the board so that we can educationally come up with something that they're saying, and we can accept it one way or the other. But and if you want to present that, you know, Val, that's something that we can discuss. But I want a plan.
Part of the history is that the mill spent, I don't know, $15,000 or $20,000 to put in a well on his lot on the south end of this same water line. And he ended up with a dry hole. So he's contracting with Cosrin to go deeper at another
site.
No, same
well.
It go right down in the same hole, only go try to go into the Navajo. If they get in the Navajo, it's sandstone, and the water is there is excellent water. It's stuff you could bottle and sell as honey.
That's good water.
That's what ought to go in this pipeline. It ought to run north and service the pond on lot one. So.
What's your elevation right there where that hole is on the south end?
Well, that's the 12-inch run from the game across the state right now. I'm not a groovy man. I can't want some water at the field. It's a
pump.
You can push water in the hole.
The other thing is a test well. We've done other test wells on the ranch over the years to find out what's underneath. And I think one of the concerns would be is if the well driller is coming in to work on DeMille's property, whether Val can, whether the board can authorize him to go ahead and do a test well on lot one. Doesn't give him any ownership or stature or organization, but to have him drill and find out if there's
no water, there's no argument. Moose Point.
There'll be water on one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place on the ranch.
So, rather than holding up, it's been 30 years now, go ahead and authorize this drill to where he can find out what's there.
I still don't have any idea what time frame he's even talking about. I mean,
mentioned 30 days.
Cosser and told the mill, he could be up there in 30 days. That's about a week ago. So,
I'm personally not comfortable. I know that, you know, 30 days is a time frame, but it's unfortunate that we're just hearing about it right now. I'm not comfortable giving that authorization at that point with two board members not here. And this is a very important issue that will capitalize on a group of individuals that there, again, no feedback for payment to the ranch, even though it's benefiting the ranch in, to a degree. I don't feel comfortable with enough knowledge to say do it, regardless of 30 days or not.
We've got a plan laid out ahead of time.
This water
how the ranch
is going to
benefit from this well if we do think it will.
On that lot one.
I think that would be the one question to answer. Is who's got the water right there?
I think the water right could be proven to be in my name.
It's the water right that I put the funds in to prove up on. I'm the one that did the work.
There's a time when these things happen to get things done. And yeah, Val spent the money to prove up on the spring and the equipment stuff up there. But at the time, there's not a question as well, aggravation between DSROA and the neighbors and the members and the other things. We've not pushed that issue, but there's a question on the actual title to that water right.
I don't see any downside or any negative other than there may be a time when we say, okay, because it's directly benefiting X number of lots, maybe there should be a fee to the rest of us, but I don't own over there, but I don't see it as a negative for me. It's a positive for me. If I can pull up there and go turn on a faucet without going to his house or Lee's house to get some water, we create a campsite over there or whatever we do, I think it's positive for all DSOA members to have a functioning water.
And Candy, I guess
I'm a little
confused on your concern on this because
even if it
water at the DFS ROA flooding.
Now the down point on that is also then if it's feeding over five families, then it also has to be
it's a very costly member in the water company over there.
Well,
you got the Johnny Brown over there right now that is a spring. Okay, he might have a water right on a spring here. But if the spring goes dry from pumping a well, he don't have any water right. So he's got the chance to complain about us sinking a well on our own property.
I think that there are important questions about who owns the water rights and who else is drawing the water out of there.
Own the water rights if they have a well on their property.
But in principle, my view has been for years that the folks over there need to have their water system improved and brought up to some more consistent standard, because I suspect that there are lots of people taking water out of that system that's there. And the fact that there may be other parts of the ranch that don't benefit directly from that well doesn't bother me. We've got 27 lots over there, and those people are part of the association, and if we can help them improve their situation, I don't see that there's... What's the downside to that? I agree. If it's a public water system, if it's on ranch property, there are questions about water rights, those are issues that we do need to worry about. But I'm not sure that that should stop us even then. It just means that we have to think about the standards that we use when putting the system in. We have to make sure that we've got the water rights taken care of.
We have to do that, or the plan to present to the board that, yes, it's fine, do it.
We have to help it happen, I would say. I mean, that's our responsibility as a board, is to improve the ranch for the members.
And I don't have a problem with that improvement, as long as all those things that you just discussed have been addressed. And where the ranch fits in terms of association land and a well on that land, I am just questioning whether or not there should be monies to the ranch as an association. That's my question.
I don't see why we need to have money for it. I mean, I agree we should not have to pay for it, but anything we can do to facilitate it and make it happen seems to me to be a good idea.
The more we get into the ownership or the possession of the well, the more it then becomes our liability. If we're simply giving permission, you can go request permission to drill a well on the Forest Service or on BLM grounds. That does not give them the liability or responsibility of your water system.
Just grab them a right of way.
You know, in terms of drilling a test well, I think that was a new point as far as we know if there's actually water there.
Well, I think Fred's right. I think on lot one there will be water. And the only question is what's the impact on the other people taking water out of that same aquifer. So I hear what you're saying.
I just have questions. I'm not saying I'm against. I just have questions that I don't have answers to. So for me to say it's okay to go on with a program of a magnitude that it can become, and this is the start of it, I don't feel as though I don't want to hinder your actions in the group over there, as Larry had said, but I don't feel as though everything's been answered enough so that I consider it go for it, unless within 30 days you can get something to the board and discuss it with us and say do it.
Well, I believe that Kaufman's going to start on the mill then, and he'll probably be there in 30 days. So in 30 days from now, you start for 20 days, and then another 30 days on Foster on the bill.
You can have answers.
That's all I'm asking for. It's some answers to resolve.
What specific questions do you want answered in the next 30 days?
Liability, for one thing. Responsibility. Is it just yours?
So there's no liability. You know, we kind of want to own everything and bring everything into the organization, and then yet on the other hand, we don't want to do those things. And maybe the simple thing to do is to find out where they, or the well driller, you know, thinks it should be put, and make a 100-square-foot easement that does not come under the liability of the land.
That's why I say if Lot 1 is interested in having this windmill there,
and the rail on that lot one, you know, just put it on lot two, or on the BLM or on the...
And I'm going to state this, in the, and I think this may be a concern of mine too. I have heard before the desire to be autonomous from Deer Springs Ranch as your area and not be part of what Deer Springs Ranch is. Now, if we give an easement, if we look at it in terms again as, well, that's all yours, then why do I pay association dues? Why do I do this or that? And it may be way out there in left field, but the more you disassociate from us and become not part of it, the more reason you say that another time, I'm not Deer Springs Ranch, I'm my own group, so therefore I have my water, I have my roads, I take care of everything, I'm not going to pay you. In reality, you are part of Deer Springs Ranch, and I don't want it to get to a point that this group over here, this group over here, we are Deer Springs Ranch Association. And to be honest with you, that is a concern, and it may be non-valid, but I have heard this before, and I don't want something else to occur so that the ranch is out there with nothing as the association. So that's part of my issue.
Okay, but one way to address that would maybe to say, okay, then the association will take responsibility for the well, and we'll make water available to members. And I'm not sure that's the best idea, but I mean, it would be one way to say, okay, we will participate in making sure that you folks do get benefit from your membership. Whether or not, but those are issues that need to be worked out, admittedly, along with the water rights, along with the other things. I'm not sure that we should, I mean, if we've got a well driller who's going to be out there in 30 days, what's the downside for drilling a hole on lot one to find out what's there?
Test well.
Well, another thing, Larry, the more, if DSROA is a resistant barrier that makes it more difficult to do what you need to do, then get rid of it so you can survive and do the things you want. If DSROA will help, then hey, we're friends. If DSROA wants to stop everything, you know, and build big barriers, then those people or others on the ranch say, I don't need this extra restriction.
Well, but we do need to be involved in making sure that what happens on the ranch is in the best interest of the ranch as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
And anytime we do water improvement.
I agree. Water improvement, that's a big issue. But, you know, if we're talking about building standards, things like that, I don't think we should control the color people paint their doors. But I do think we should say you can't bring a mobile home in here, and you can't bring six mobile homes in here and put them on your lot and things like that. So, you know, I think that there are some things where we do need to take a stand and say this is not in the long-term interest, and there are things that are in the interest, and we need to support those, and we need to encourage them. And I would agree with you. Anything we can do to develop water on this place is going to be a plus for everybody.
And it is encouragement with a plan, and you're the first one to agree. This is the first time that this has been presented to the board, and all I'm asking for is present us with a plan. And I'm not defeating, I'm not saying anything against. I have questions, and I think that's what the board is all about. Answer my questions.
And you want to see the plan before they drill the hole, the test hole, to see what's there.
Test hole is to confirm whether or not there is water there.
Yeah.
How
deep and on the quality?
Possibility. Could we, if there's a time crunch, and there may not be or there may be, but if a time crunch should present itself, on the drilling of a test well, could we poll the board? I don't know when the next meeting is going to be, but could we poll the board and so that they might have permission or
denial? I have no problem with that.
And if we did, you know,
it's just a communication between us and OSSA. We as the board supposedly don't know anything about it yet. So this is the first issue. It's not even on the docket here for agenda. So
we were talking about deer water and turkey water, and I don't even know how we got
the pond. And then if we have the pond, then we go to the well. I think in due course, I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I don't know that enough has been presented to us as the board, and with two members gone, to be able to make that. I have no problem doing a conference call, no problem discussing it through email, and going from there if we have some sort of a plan presented to us. And again, we talk about paper trails. That's what I'm asking for. If another group comes to us and says the same thing, same request, what have we done? That's what I'm asking.
Do we want to make a list of questions that we need to present or answer? Or?
Well, to be honest with you, I want to get through this, and I think that's important, but it's like every time we turn around, it's another one we have to do this with the ranch managers, we have to do this and that. That's something. Can you come up with some ideas, and we'll look at them? Dale, you're good with the water. You understand it, but I just... Yeah.
I believe we need to find out who has the water right there.
And you're on the board.
I think the other question is, how much water would you propose to take out?
I think that would determine, the water right would make that determination.
Okay. And what would be the use of the water, in my mind? Is it culinary or is it strictly irrigation?
Wildlife, primarily. Irrigation, secondarily. And if the male hits the water that he wants, it's going to be culinary. That's going to be beautiful water.
Okay.
I don't think this shallow well that we're talking about on lot number one, the old iron tank that sits down in the pond is going to be drinking.
Okay.
Well, if there's any way we could encourage DeMille, who has spent a lot of money up there anyway, if we could encourage him to go ahead and drill and find the Navajo.
Well, Don Woods just paid his connection fee.
Did he?
And that went to DeMille, and that's the water that I got from Lee, the treasurer, the water boost. There may be $10,000 in that water fund that could go to find some of this good water. But I didn't want to expend a lot of energy making a plan if there's no water in the test well.
But I think the conversation has been, with lot one, I don't think we're questioning water at this point with the lot the way it is.
We're questioning it? I didn't understand.
We're not questioning whether or not there's water at that particular area and whether or not you would put forth a plan and not be able to follow through with it.
Oh, I think there's a big question.
Of water?
Because you bet. Because there's a spring there. Nothing.
Spring
at all.
Spring is a surface.
None at all. No relationship between. So I think the biggest critical thing is whether Val has permission to explore for water.
Of course, the association hired a fellow to go up there and build a campground area. They actually put timber blocks. Mortar and made the cookout area and did some work on the spring and so forth to enhance our overnight trail ride opportunity. This is probably 20 years ago. And really, the association hasn't done anything there since on lot one. So,
I'm still at a point where if there are some questions that were answered, if you could find some of these answers, I still think the board can look at it. If the man is working 30 days at the other area, coming back to this one another 30 days, I think it's reasonable. I
put the board under pressure here to do anything to pass.
A test well, needed or not needed, one way or the other, I believe these questions need to be answered. I don't say that it's going to be no. I'm not saying it's yes. It's the board with seven members on a very important issue that, yes, will benefit the ranch, which is sounds like it's a good thing, but I believe these questions need to be answered.
Big issue being is who's got the water right and how much is it? And then
and I can't answer that. Then I can't do it.
If there is, because if there's no water right, then there's no point in drilling a well, I suppose. But we've got enough water right someplace we could, I would suspect, come up with something that will work there. And I'm supportive of the idea. But I agree, we need to find out about the water rights stuff. So.
And then be in contact.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was a motion on the floor.
No.
I think it was approved.
Yeah, we approved the pond was approved.
Okay. And then we just got more discussion on that. Okay. We kind of got off the...
Did we?
Just a little bit with the water, I mean, with the wildlife.
Where were we and what were we doing?
We were really on old business.
Well, we were still finishing up the manager's report. Now we're starting into old business. And
what are personal issues?
Personnel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it was personnel.
Yet personal issues.
That's right. There's some things really bother me there. Right?
And I think that's muted.
I think we handled that at 8 this morning.
Okay.
And I appreciate everyone's input and working through this.